ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया।
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 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Okay, so we're describing about Gop Kumar and how Gop Kumar, a cowherd boy from Vrindavan, by the power of his mantra, could travel many places.
我们讲述的是 Gopa Kumar。 他是文达文的一个牧牛童，集着一首 mantra 的力量，他得以旅行到世界宇宙各地。And
he went to the heavenly planets, and then he went to higher planets, and he ended up in Brahmaloka. At the present time we're talking, he's in Brahmaloka.
他旅行到了天堂，又旅行到了更高的星系。 最后他来到了 Brahmaloka， 现在我们讲到了，他现在就在 Brahmaloka 上面。And
by the arrangement of the Lord, he got the position of Lord Brahma, and he was able to talk to the Lord.
由于主的安排，他现在就成为了 Brahma， 他可以跟主直接的对话。
Yeah, on the planet of Brahma, the Lord is known as a Mahapurush.
在主 Brahma 的星球上，至尊主被称为 Mahapurush.
So the residents of Brahmaloka, they have some great personalities. Some are the personification of the holy places, and some others are the personification of different scriptures.
居住在 Brahmaloka 上面的居民，有的是圣地的人格化身，还有的是圣典的人格化身。In
the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, towards the end of the 10th canto, there's a chapter called Prayers by the Personified Vedas.
在圣殿博伽瓦坛第十篇末尾有一章是韦达经的人格化身献上的祈祷。So
the personified Vedas, they also live there in the heavenly planets.
在韦达经的人格化身也居住在高等星系。They
live on the planet of Brahmaloka.
他们居住在 Brahmaloka 上面。
And so it happened, they heard about how one man got liberation from the earth planet. He had achieved liberation. And so there was some discussion among the different people on Brahmaloka. And they were praising that, oh, very wonderful, he got liberation.
他们听说地球上有一个人获得了解脱。 于是呢，就 Brahmaloka 上面的人们就纷纷的开始讨论这件事，并且赞扬从地球上获得解脱的这个人。But
when there was more discussion, that some of the different scriptures which represent the philosophy of devotion, they thought liberation is not very significant. It's not very great. And, you know, easily one can get liberation.
随着讨论的深入，就是奉爱经典的代表，奉爱哲学的经典代表，他们发表了讲话，最后就得出了结论：解脱并不是那么重要，是无足轻重的，也没有什么了不起的，是很容易获得的。
So then, Gop Kumar, who has the position of being Lord Brahma, took the opportunity to discuss with some of these personalities about liberation.
Gopakumar 就借此机会和其中的一些伟大人物展开了讨论。
So he is talking with the personified Vedas, and they were explaining the philosophy of Achintya Abheda Tattva.
他和伟达经的人格化身就开始了讨论。他们就像他们就解释了这 Achintya Abheda Tattva 的哲学。
The Lord is one, but at the same time, He has many different forms. But all of these different forms, they're all the Lord.
主是一，但同时他又呈现出许多形象，但所有这些形象都是主本人。
He appears in different forms, different places, different times, but they're all the Supreme Lord.
他们在不同的时间、不同的地点显现为不同的形体，但所有这些形体都是至尊主。
And the living entities are all tiny sparks of the Supreme Lord. They also have the nature of the Lord, Brahman, but they're different from the Lord.
这些生物体都是至尊主的微不足道的部分。但是在质上和主是同一的，但同时他们都是 Brahman， 但跟主又不一样。
So the personified Vedas tell Gopakumar that this philosophy of one and difference is very logical. It's a very good presentation of the absolute truth.
伟达经的人格化身。就对 Gopakumar 说，这种记一记忆的哲学是非常的合乎逻辑的，是对绝对真理的一个很好的呈现。
So all of the personalities there who represent the principles of pure devotional service, they all agreed with this one and different philosophy.
在场的这些人物。特别是纯粹奉献服务的代表，全都一致赞同这种记一记忆的哲学。
If we want to understand identities and relationships and purpose of everything, then this philosophy is very good.
如果我们想要理解万事万物的身份关系、彼此的关系。和所有事物的目的，就这种哲学是非常好的。
And sometimes when there's some contradictions in the scriptures, this philosophy can help us to understand these different contradictions.
有时候在经典当中出现了相互矛盾的部分，这种记忆记忆的哲学非常有助于帮助我们理解。这些经典当中的矛盾。
We should understand what do the impersonalists say. The impersonalists, they will say that the jiva, that he comes into being from Brahman.
我们应该明白非人格主义者是怎么说的。他们说 jiva 是来自于 Brahman。
And at the end, we go back into the Brahman.
在最终，我们又回归 Brahman.
So they say the jiva is not different from Brahman.
他们说 jiva 和 Brahman 没有分别。
But we can understand from this philosophy that the happiness of liberation, impersonal liberation,is very small.
但是从这个哲学我们可以明白来自于非人格解脱的快乐是非常的 微不足道、渺小的。
The example is given, just like there's waves on the part of the ocean.
有一个例子，就好像在大海当中有波浪。
So both the wave and the ocean are made of the same water. They're not different.
所以大海和浪花都是由同样的海水构成的，它们在质上是同一的。
So when the wave is finished, then it becomes one again with the ocean.
但是当这个波浪，海面的波浪结束的时候，它们和海洋又变成了一体。
The wave doesn't exist anymore.
这些波浪就消失了，不再存在。
But the wave doesn't have the same depth. It's not like an ocean.
但是海洋当中的这些浪花波浪，跟大海的这个深度和广度是没法相比的。
And the wave cannot produce jewels, but in the ocean there can be jewels.
海洋当中的波浪是不能产生出珍珠，而大海是可以产生出珍珠的。
So the wave and the ocean they're also different.
因此，这波浪和海洋也是不同的。
So the impersonalists, they would say that when the jiva gets liberation, it merges back into the Brahman.
非人格主义者说，当 jiva 们获得解脱之后，又再次融回到 Brahman 当中。
But according to the Bhakti Shastras, we say that the jivas,By our nature, we're always separate, and we cannot become the one with the supreme. We cannot lose our individuality.
但是 ，Bhakti Sastra 说，Jiva 的本质是跟至尊主是永远分开的，是不同的。他不能失去他的个体性，永远不能失去个体性。
We cannot enjoy the happiness like the Supreme Lord.
我们不能享受至尊主享受到的快乐。
So we say that we continue to exist after liberation.
在解脱之后，我们继续存在着。
We keep our individuality.
我们保持着个体性。
Even when we join with the Supreme, we keep our individuality.
即便在加入了至尊者之后，我们仍然保持着个体的身份。
So this is our philosophy. We're one with the Supreme, we're Brahman, but at the same time we're different from Him.
这是我们的哲学。我们跟 Brahman 既是同一的，同时又跟 Brahman 不同。
So sometimes you get living entities who...merge into the oneness with Brahman, but they want bhakti. They want to experience the bliss of bhakti.
有的时候，生物体就融入到 Brahman 当中，但他们想体验到 bhakti 的极乐。
So he desires the living entity, although he's merged into the Brahman, he desires to have a spiritual body.So that he can do service for the Supreme Lord.
虽然这时候生物体融入到 Brahman 当中， 但是他想获得灵性的身体，以便为至尊主从事服务。
So even after the liberation of the jiva, and we're thinking the jiva's the living entity is thinking himself not different from the Lord, but still he has a desire for service, to give service to the Lord.
在 jiva 获得解脱之后，虽然这些生物体跟至尊主没有什么不同，但他们想为至尊主做服务。
Just like devotee prays to the Lord, we will pray, I am yours, my dear Lord, I am yours.
正如奉献者对主的祈祷，主啊，我属于您。
And this is our relationship with the Lord. We belong to Him. We have a connection.
这是我们跟至尊主的关系。我们属于至尊主。我们跟他有一种联系。
And even when some souls are liberated, they desire like that.
即便有一些灵魂获得了解脱，但是他们有这样的欲求。
So just like the example, rivers enter into the ocean, but still the river doesn't have qualities like the ocean.
就像这个比喻例子，大海海洋会河流汇入海洋，但是河流并不具备海洋的品质。
Yeah, the rivers flow into the ocean.And it appears like, you know, that they have lost their identity when they merge, when the river water enters into this ocean. You can't say which is the river water and which is the ocean.
当河流汇入海洋的时候呢，表面上这个河流失去了自己的身份，你分不清哪一个是河水，哪一个是海水。
But in the river, there's no gems, there's no jewels found in the river, but you find jewels in the bottom of the ocean.
但是在河流当中呢，既没有翡翠，也没有珠宝，但是在海洋当中却有珍珠。
Actually, so this idea of becoming one is not real.Actually, we're always individuals.
事实上，这种合一的概念是不真实的。我们永远都是个体性的。
Some people think liberation means you don't exist anymore.
有人认为，当解脱之后，你就不再存在了。
Just like the fire is put out. When the fire is out, then no fire anymore. So they say liberation is like that, putting out the fire.
就像火焰熄灭之后就没有火焰了。所以他们说解脱就像这个火焰。
So if the soul can be liberated into Brahman, then there's no happiness anymore.
所以，倘若灵魂解脱之后就进入了 Brahman, 那么就没有什么快乐可言。
Because if he's liberated, he doesn't have a mind anymore. He doesn't have any mind. He's lost his mind. He doesn't have even his individual consciousness. So he cannot experience happiness.
因为解脱之后，他就没有心意了。他失去了自己的心意，他也没有个体的知觉，因此他也没有什么快乐。
Actually, when the soul is liberated, it remains individual.
但实际上，灵魂解脱之后，仍然保持着个体的身份。
So, we have to understand the difference between liberation and annihilation.
因此，我们需要明白解脱和毁灭二者之间的区别。
So the scriptures describe four different kinds of annihilation.
经典描述说有四种毁灭。
One is how matter constantly deteriorates and becomes old and falls apart.
一种是物质不断地开始分化瓦解，最后变老衰弱，最后就分解了。
Then you've got also at the end of every day of Brahma, you've got partial destruction of the universe.
在 Brahma 白天结束之际，宇宙就发生了部分的毁灭。
And you've got also the total destruction of the universe at the end of Brahma's life.
在 Brahma 一生结束之后，宇宙就彻底的毁灭了。
And the fourth type of annihilation is the liberation of the individual souls.
第四种是个体灵魂的解脱。
So the personified Vedas tell Gop Kumar, actually said, we are the authorities. Our words are the authorities, and we guide the behavior of great souls.
韦达经的人格化身就对 Gop Kumar 说，实际上我们这些经典，我们才是权威。我们的话语指导着伟大灵魂的活动。
And this is the real evidence in every situation. Consider the scriptures and the behavior of the great souls.
这是在所有处境下的这个证明，经典以及伟大灵魂们的行为举止。
So some people think the absolute appears as many, appears as many jivas, and they think this is the illusion.
有人认为绝对真理显现为许多的 jiva, 而这是幻象。
But when we take away all the illusion, we'll realize the absolute truth is one, and just only one, and there's no jivas, and there's only the one absolute truth.
但当幻象被拿走之后，我们发现就只有绝对真理了，没有 jiva 了，那都是只剩下绝对真理。
So they say it's just illusion. The impersonalists, they will say it's just the illusion that we think the jiva exists. Actually, there's only the oneness. There's only this Brahman.
分人格主义者他们强调说，只有，没有，就是没有 jiva 存在，只有 Brahman.
And the impersonalists say that when we realize we're Brahman, then we will feel the bliss of Brahman.
非人格主义者声称，当我们觉悟到自己的 Brahman 的身份，就会产生极乐。
So, but according to this view, they will say also there's no longer any attraction to the false ego.
根据这种观点，他们会说。假自我，对于假自我就没有什么吸引力了。
But everybody has some false, everyone has some ego.
但是每个生物都有自我。
If somebody is enjoying some happiness in the material world, this is due to the false ego.
倘若有人在物质世界享受到快乐，这都是由于假自我。
But they say when you get liberation, then you'll know what real happiness is.
他们说，一旦获得了真正的解脱之后，才能品尝到什么是真正的快乐。
Real happiness comes from knowing the actual identity, our real identity of the self.
真实的快乐来自于对我们真实自我的一种觉悟。
So the personalists, we say, you know, the impersonalists say our identity is Brahman, but we, and that Brahman is just one, without variety, but we say different. Devotees say different from the impersonalists.
分人格主义者声称 Brahman, 在 Brahman 没有什么种类的变化，都是一，但我们跟他们的说法不一样。
We say we can get pleasure from the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord has a form of eternal bliss and knowledge.
我们说，我们从至尊主那里获得快乐，而至尊主拥有一具永恒知识和极乐的身体。
And we say that bhakti is greater than mukti.
我们说 bhakti比 mukti 伟大。
But the impersonalists say no, the bliss of Brahman is the highest.
但非人格主义者说不，非人格的快乐是最高的快乐。
So there are many quotes in the scriptures which explain how bhakti is higher than mukti.
在经典当中有许多引言就声称了 bhakti 高于 mukti。
Quotes like the Atmarama Sloka. The Atmarama Sloka describes how liberated souls are attracted to hear about Krishna.
比如说 Atmarama Sloka. 这个 Sloka 说，即便解脱的灵魂，也深深地受到 Krishna 的话题的吸引。
So if topics of Krishna were material, liberated souls could not be attracted.
如果有关注 Krishna 的话题是物质的话，解脱的灵魂就不会为此而受到吸引了。
But we see liberated souls like Sukadeva Goswami. He was attracted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是我们看到像 Sukadeva Goswami 这样解脱的灵魂，也深深地受到圣典薄伽瓦坛的吸引。
And then also in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes that devotees are only interested in the service to Krishna. They don't see any difference between heaven and hell and liberation.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛第六篇也描述了奉献者只对奉献服务感兴趣，他们是天堂、地狱和解脱这三者没有什么区别。
So there's so many different verses like that in the scriptures, like Srimad Bhagavatam, and they all support this view that bhakti is much higher than liberation.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛当中，这类师节比比皆是，他们都支持 bhakti 比解脱要更崇高。
And then devotees like Narada and Prahlada and Hanuman, they all say bhakti devotion is higher than liberation.
奉献者诸如 Narada, Prahlada, Hanuman 都说 bhakti要比解脱要更高尚。
So Brahman, Brahman offers some shelter for persons who are, give shelter for those who are liberated.
Brahman 为那些已经解脱了的人提供了庇护。
But we see that even those who were liberated, they're attracted to devotional service.
但是我们说，即便他们已经获得了解脱，仍然受到奉献服务的吸引。
Sukadeva Goswami, the four Kumaras, they were all liberated souls, but they were attracted to devotional service.
Sukadeva Goswami, 四位库玛尔兄弟都已经是解脱了灵魂，但仍然被奉献服务所吸引。
So we should accept the opinion of all of these great authorities.
因此，我们应当接受所有这些伟大权威的观点。
Srimad Bhagavatam and so many great devotees, other scriptures, they all declare bhakti is much greater than liberation.
圣典博迦瓦坛，还有奉献者以及经典，都声称 bhakti 要比解脱要更加高大上。
So there's.Not, we're not just quoting scripture, but we're giving actual evidence of things, account, we're telling about things which happened to show that bhakti is more attractive than liberation.
我们不仅引述经典，还有许多证据以及事实，就证明了 bhakti 比解脱更有吸引力，更有魅力。
Some people may say, oh, because you do bhakti, you're just saying this, you're just exaggerating everything, you want bhakti to be best.
有的人会说，因为你们是奉献者 bhakta, 你们会夸大其词，说 bhakti 是最好的。
But there are so many different accounts.Just like there's one pastime which is in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, tells about one Brahmana whose wife had a miscarriage. She lost her child at the time of the birth.
有许多的这种事例记述，在圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇当中有一个消时光，有一位 Brahmana, 他妻子流产了。
So she came to Dwarka, she came to the king of Dwarka to complain. And at that time, Arjuna was there.
他就这位 Brahmana 就来到 Dwarka 来向国王抱怨。这时候 Arjuna 就在 Dwarka。
So when Arjuna heard the Brahmana complain, Arjuna said, I will protect your wife if she has another child.I will not let the child be taken away at birth. I will be there to protect her. If I cannot protect the child, I will give up my life.
Arjuna 就听说了这件事，他就说，我会给你的妻子提供保护，不让你那个孩子被拿走。如果我不能保护你那个孩子的话，那我就自杀。
So when the wife was ready to have another child, Arjuna was there, guarding to protect her.
当这位 Brahmana 的妻子准备诞下这个婴儿的时候， Arjuna 就站在附近保护着她。
But again, when she delivered the child, somehow the child was taken away. It was a miscarriage again.
但是当这位 Brahmana 的妻子再次分娩的时候，这个婴儿又再次被带走了，他又流产了，又没有了。
So Arjuna was puzzled. Arjuna was puzzled, and so he was going, thinking he's going to have to give up his life. But then Lord Krishna was there, and Lord Krishna said, "No," he said, "You don't give up your life. Wait, you come with me."
Arjuna 感到非常的困惑不解，他就准备放弃自己的生命了。这时候主 Krishna 就在那里说，你不要这样做，你跟我一起来。
So Krishna took Arjuna with them and they went to see Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu lays in the Kaushal Ocean. And the Kaushal Ocean is the abode, that's the place of liberation.
就 Krishna 就带着Arjuna 去见 Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu 躺在元阴之阳，而元阴之阳是解脱的地方。
So Arjuna and Krishna went there, and when they got to Mahavishnu, they saw that Mahavishnu had the sons of the Brahmana there.
当 Arjuna 和 Krishna 来到 Mahavishnu 的地方的时候，发现这 Brahmana 的儿子们就在那里。
So Lord Krishna came there with Arjuna, and Mahavishnu worshipped Lord Krishna and Arjuna, and he returned the sons to them.And Krishna and Arjuna brought the boys back to Dwarka. Dwarka is the abode of devotional service.
Krishna 和 Arjuna 见到了 Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu 就归还了这位 Brahmana 的所有的儿子们。Krishna 呢就将这些他的儿子们带回了 Dwarka.朵尔卡是奉爱服务的居所。
So we can see that devotional bhakti, the place of bhakti is superior to the place of liberation.
从这件事例我们可以看到 bhakti, 奉爱要比解脱的地方奉爱之地要高于解脱之地。
In another pastime, there were three sons of Brahma. And so these three sons of Brahma, they went to Swetha Dweep. They wanted to meet with the personality of Godhead.
还有另外一个小时光 ,Brahma 有三位儿子。这三位儿子就想去 Swetha Dweep, 想见人格神手。
So these three boys who were...Sons of Brahma, they were all on the level of Brahman. They were very fixed on the level of Brahman. And they went there to Swetha Dweep, but the Lord would not meet them. They waited a long time, but he would not meet them. He didn't want to meet them.
Brahma 的这三位儿子呢，是文处于 Brahman 当中，他们就想见人格神手，但人格神手不见他们，他们等了很久很久，但是最终也没有见到人格神手。
So they were qualified for mukti, but they were not qualified for bhakti.
所以他们有资格获得 mukti, 但是没有资格获得 bhakti.
Then in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have another example. We have the example how Lord Vishnu came to visit King Prithu.
在圣殿博迦瓦坛第四篇当中有另外一个例子主威士努来见主 Prithu 大君
So Lord Vishnu wanted to give King Prithu a benediction
主威士努想给 Prithu 国王一个赐福
But Prithu Maharaj told Lord Vishnu he saidOh, please don't ask me to take some material benediction from you.
Prithu Maharaj 就向 Vishnu 献上了祈祷，说请不要让我向你寻求任何物质的赐福。
You are like my father, I'm like your son. So the father knows what is good for the son. So you please give me what you think is good for me.
你就像我的父亲，我就像你的儿子。父亲知道什么对儿子最好，所以请把你认为好的事物给我。
So Lord Vishnu told King Prithu, "May you always be blessed by devotional service. May you always be engaged in devotional service."
于是主威士努便赐福 Prithu Maharaj。愿你永远得以从事奉献服务，愿你永远得到奉献服务的赐福。
then you will never have any trouble with Maya.
愿你永远不会受到 Maya 的吸引。
So if, if somebody has their own idea, if some speculator has his own ideas about the absolute truth, then he will become an atheist.
倘若有人对于绝对真理有一些推敲家心智推敲家对绝对真理有一些心智臆测的话，他们将成为无神论者。
Yeah, if he doesn't like, if someone doesn't like to accept the words of the scriptures, if they don't like to hear about devotional service, then they would just become an atheist.
倘若他们不喜欢经典的话语，他们也对于奉爱服务不感兴趣，他们将变成无神论者。
Yeah, he may be reading the Vedas, but he will lose faith in them because he doesn't want to accept devotion.
他们可能会阅读韦达经，但是他们会对韦达经失去信心，因为他们不接受奉爱。
So he may read the scriptures, he will just become a scholar.
他们也许会阅读经典，也许会成为学者。
So it won't do him any good. He'll still go to hell.
这依然对他们没有什么好处，他们仍然会下地狱。
And if somebody says Srimad Bhagavatam and Puranas are only for economic development, then they will also go to hell.
如果他们说圣典博迦瓦坛和普拉纳往事书都是为了经济发展，那这些人也会下地狱。
Yeah, if people don't like to accept that bhakti is the devotional service is greater than liberation, then these people will just go to hell.
如果他们不接受 bhakti 要比解脱更伟大的话，这些人也会下地狱。
Actually, to get liberation by the teachings of the Vedas takes many, many lifetimes.
事实上，阅读韦达经得以获得解脱，这需要生生世世的时间。
So if you try to get this impersonal liberation, you can spend a lot of time and just have a lot of trouble.
所以要通过非人格主义获得解脱，需要许许多多的时间，也需要很多的经历很多的周折和麻烦。
Yeah, we see that the demons who are killed by Krishna, they also get liberation.
我们看到被 Krishna 所杀的恶魔们也都获得了解脱。
Even sometimes these demons who are killing cows and brahmanas, they may get liberation.
这些恶魔们他们会杀戮母牛和 brahmana 婆罗门，但他们也得到了解脱。
The scriptures which talk about liberation.Sometimes they may criticize the people who are killing cows and brahmanas, but these people are also demons because they're not accepting devotional service.
经典会批判这些杀戮母牛和恶魔杀戮母牛和婆罗门的人，他们都是恶魔。他们不接受奉爱服务。
So this is another easy example to understand. We see demons like Kamsa and Agasura, they got liberation.
这又是另外一个容易让我们理解的例子。嗯，像康萨和阿嘎苏拉都得到了解脱。
So some scriptures encourage people with liberation.
有些解经典鼓励人们去获得解脱。
And they say people who kill cows and brahmanas, they're very bad. They're demons.
他们说杀戮母牛、杀戮 brahmana 的，他们是非常恶劣的，是恶魔。
And if they blaspheme the Vedas, and if they blaspheme Vedic sacrifices, then this is also demon.
倘若他们亵渎韦达经，亵渎所有那些献祭的仪式，他们都是恶魔。
Just like during the time of King Kamsa, he told all of his ministers when he was ruling. He had so many ministers, and he was telling his ministers to go everywhere, give trouble to the brahmanas.
在康萨统治期间，他就命令手下那些大臣们，告诉他们要去各个地方去给 Brahmana 们制造麻烦。
So Kamsa's agents, Kamsa's people, they were doing like that. They were going everywhere and they were killing the Brahmanas and they were even trying to kill the cows because they didn't want milk. Because they knew from milk they get ghee and use ghee for sacrifice.
康萨的这些代理们就去杀害 Brahmana 们，杀害母牛。他们不希望母牛来产出牛奶，因为从牛奶可以有 ghee 黄油，而从黄油 ghee 酥油可以用来做献祭。
So the devotees and the demons are opposite. They have different natures.
奉献者和恶魔们，他们有着不同的品质本性。
So naturally, their way of behavior and their goals in life will also be different.
自然而然，他们的行为举止，他们生命目标都截然相反。
Like a devotee will worship the Supreme Lord.And meditate on his lotus feet, but demons will not do that.
会冥想至尊主，而恶魔们可不会冥想至尊主的莲花足。
The demons are thinking they are one with the supreme. They themselves are the supreme.
恶魔们觉得自己就是至尊主，他们希望跟至尊主是一合一。
The devotee's goal is to get prema bhakti, but the goal of the demon, they want mukti, liberation.
奉献者想获得 prema bhakti, 而恶魔们希望得到 mukti.
That kind of mukti, we mean impersonal liberation.
这种 mukti, 我们指的是那种非人格的目的。
Now sometimes, for example, in Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes it seems like we're encouraged to develop hatred for the Lord because that can give some spiritual benefit.
有时候在圣典波伽瓦坛当中，我们好像是得到鼓励，发展对至尊主的憎恶之情，因为这可以给我们带来灵性的好处。
Just like Kamsa was always thinking of the Lord, so he got liberation.
像康萨总是想着至尊主，但他得到了解脱。
And Sishupala was always envious of Krishna. He also got liberation.
Sishupala 一直的在嫉妒 Krishna, 最终却获得了解脱。
So although they're enemies of the Lord, they seem to get a good result.
虽然他们都是主的敌人，但 但是好像他们都得到很好的结果。
And the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni is telling Yudhisthira different ways by which one can get the mercy of Krishna.
在圣典博迦瓦坛，Narada Muni 就向 Yudhisthira 大君讲述了如何获得至尊主的仁慈的方法。
And he said, you can do it by being enemy of the Lord or being afraid of the Lord, having fear for him.
他说，可以成为至尊主的敌人，或者是对至尊主有恐惧之心。
Or you can have, if you have lust, you can also get liberation.
或者是拥有这种色欲，也能得到解脱。
So many people got liberation simply by thinking of Krishna in these different ways.
很多的人就是通过这些方法得到了解脱。
So there's a problem. We have to understand these verses properly.
我们应该正确的来理解这些诗节。
Because we can say, some people say that loving Krishna and hating him are equal.
因为有人声称，你热爱 Krishna 和憎恶 Krishna 是一样的。
Because both ways you get free from birth and death.
因为无论是热爱他还是憎恶他，都能摆脱生死。
Both ways we get the benefit of we're remembering the Supreme Lord, we're seeing him, and we're getting his mercy.
从这两种方式，我们都一直恒常的能够想着 Krishna， 能够看到他，得到他的仁慈。
And so Narada Muni even says, is quoted in Srimad Bhagavatam as saying that, that just simply by devotion for Krishna, we cannot become so much absorbed as what we can if we become his enemy. Narada Muni said, it's better to be the enemy of Krishna than to be his devotee, because when you're his enemy, you can be more absorbed in thinking of him.
Because Narada Muni 对 Yudhisthira Maharaj 说，我们从有时候，与其成为主的敌奉献者，还不如当主的敌人。因为当主的敌人，那时候专心致志地想着主的强烈程度，甚至超过了主的奉献者想着主的强烈程度。
So Sanatana Goswami explains, he said, this is just Narada Muni's clever way of describing.His devotion for the Lord.
Sanatana Goswami 描述说，这个是 Narada Muni 一种聪明的方法来描绘他对主的奉爱之情。
Because Narada Muni, when he spoke this, he was in the assembly of Maharaj Yudhisthira and in the presence of Lord Krishna as well. They were all present when Narada Muni was speaking. It was in the royal assembly. And all the great devotees, Maharaj Yudhisthira, Pandavas, and Krishna, they were all there.
当 Narada Muni 讲这番话的时候呢，是在皇家聚会的场合。当时在场的聚会成员有 Yudhisthira, Pandava, 五兄弟Krishna 也亲临现场。
So Narada Sanatan says this is just Narada describing his pure love for the Lord.
Sanatana Goswami 说 ，Narada Muni 这是在描述他对主的纯粹的奉爱的方法。
Another way to understand it is that Narada Muni is making fun.Of the people who are trying for impersonal liberation.
还有另外一种解释是说，那的母女现在实际上她是在嘲笑那些想致力于获得非人格解脱的人们。
Yeah, they're practicing hatred of Krishna, and their goal is to merge into the existence of Krishna.
他们现在在修习对 Krishna 的憎恶之情，以便获融入到主的存在当中。
So what Narada Muni is saying is, if you are the enemy, if you have hate for the Lord, then the result you will get is actually useless, because you will just become one. You'll merge into the oneness. It's actually a useless thing.
Narada Muni 实际上是在说，倘若成为主的敌人，对主怀着憎恶之情，那结果是没有用处的，因为结果就是跟主合一了。
So we can become, if we want to develop the good qualities, we have to become a devotee of Krishna. This is the highest spiritual position, to be the devotee of Krishna.
如果我们倘若要发展出良好的、优秀的品质，应当成为主 Krishna 的奉献者，因为这样才能有一个非常好的灵性的地位。
And we can get the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
我们可以得到主 Krishna 的莲花足的庇护。
So people who do their prescribed duty and who cultivate Vedic knowledge, they may be considered serious.Devotees.
所以那些履行附定的职责、培养灵性知识的人，可以被视作是认真的奉献者。
But actually, a real devotee knows you have to do devotional service to Krishna to get real spiritual benefit.
但实际上，真正的奉献者，正宗的奉献者。是对 Krishna 怀着奉爱之情的，对 Krishna 做奉爱服务的人。
If you just do your duties and cultivate knowledge, that's not really that's not devotional service.
如果仅仅是在从事固定的职责，培养灵性的知识，这些并不是奉献服务。
So the real holy people are Krishna's pure devotees.
因此，真正的圣人是 Krishna 的纯洁奉献者们。
Lord Krishna also told Durvasa Muni about the position of devotees.
主 Krishna 也向 Durvasa Muni 讲述了奉献者的地位。
Durvasa Muni had been embarrassed. He'd committed offense against Maharaj Ambarish.
Durvasa Muni 因为对 Ambarish 大亲做了冒犯，所以现在感到非常的难堪。
So Lord Krishna told him, "I am completely under the control of my devotee."
主 Krishna 就告诉 Durvasa Muni, 我是完全处在我奉献者的控制之下。
Krishna says, I am not independent. I have no independence. My devotees control me.
主 Krishna 说，我根本就不独立，不是独立的。我的奉献者控制着我。
And my devotees have no material desire.
我的奉献者们没有丝毫的物质欲望。
And he said, even...Devotees of my devotee are very dear to me.
甚至奉献者的奉献者也是对我非常亲爱的。
Pure devotee is always within the heart of Krishna, and Krishna is always in the heart of the pure devotee.
纯粹奉献者恒常的在 Krishna 的内心，而 Krishna 也恒常的在。纯粹奉献者的内心心中。
So the best spiritual practice we can do is devotional service.
因此，我们能够从事的最佳的灵修就是去做奉献服务。
By devotional service, we get the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
通过奉献服务，我们得到 Krishna 莲花足的庇护。
Other things only give little benefit. If you do karma or jnana, practice cultivating knowledge or detachment, renunciation, or just doing work, these things only give a little benefit. But there must be bhakti to get real benefit.
其他的事情只能带来很小的好处，像 karma、dhyana、培养知识、气绝、不依附、工作，这些只能带来很微小的好处，而 bhakti 才是真实的好处。
So those who actually know the truth. Those who have understood the truth, they have a taste for devotional service.
所以那些了解真理的人，他们对奉献服务有着品味。
And they know serving Krishna's lotus feet is the real goal.
他们知道服务 Krishna 的莲花足是真正的目标。
So one may ask, how is it that the means to attain, how is it that the devotional service is the means and is also the goal?
有人可能会提出这样的问题，做奉献服务的手段，它怎么又是奉献服务的，同时又是奉献服务的目标呢？
Just like we say chanting Hare Krishna is the means, but chanting Hare Krishna is also the goal.
就像我们说唱诵 Hare Krishna 是方法，但同时唱诵 Hare Krishna 也是目标。
So devotees enjoy the taste of serving Krishna.
奉献者们在品尝着服务 Krishna 带来的滋味。
So they get so much pleasure from the service of Krishna that it's much greater than any other thing.
他们从服务 Krishna 那里得到这么多的快乐，远远高于任何其他事物。
Even one may think, see, if we see the Lord, if we see God, if we see Krishna in person, we think that is ecstasy, but that's not as great as the ecstasy one gets from actually serving Him.
就像我们说，看到 Krishna 亲眼。看到 Krishna 本人有这么多的快乐，但这种快乐，比不上服务 Krishna 得来的快乐。
So for impersonalists, they want to realize themselves as a soul, and they want to be the liberated soul.
非人格主义者希望觉悟到自己作为灵魂的身份。他们想获得解脱。
So the impersonalists, they can experience that there's no more material pain.
非人格主义者，体验到了再没有物质的痛苦。
But a devotee, even if they have not.Okay, even if they're still in the material world, by the mercy of Krishna, they enjoy the greatest spiritual happiness.
但是奉献者们即便身处物质世界，但是藉着 Krishna 的仁慈，他们享受的 灵性的快乐。
The impersonalists, they just feel no pain. But devotees, they experience real pleasure.
非奉献者们只是感觉到了再没有物质的痛苦，而奉献者们他们在体验着真实的快乐。
So we will stop here today.
好，那我们就讲到这里。
Is there any questions?
接下来我们看一下问题。
Hare Krishna， 还是我来读吗？
好，您来读。
好的。第一个问题 ，Hare Krishna 提出来的问题。谢谢灵性导师。课中提到非人格主人。微不足道，请问一元论是非人格论吗？ Ramanuja Acharya 宣传的是一元论吗？
Thank you, Guru. In the lecture you mentioned that impersonalism is very insignificant. My question is that the Moinism, is itimpersonalist theory.
Yes. Monism is an impersonal theory.
是的，一元论是非人格理论。And the second part is that what broadcast by Ramanujacharya is it?
Ramanujacharya's philosophy is called Vashishta Dvaita, means superior monism. Because Ramanujacharya explains that the living entity is the servant of the Supreme Lord.
Ramanujacharya 的理论叫 Vashishta Dvaita, 也就是更高级的一元论，因为他解释说生物体是至尊主的仆人。
Ramanujacharya is presenting the Vaishnava philosophy. So all the Vaishnava Acharyas, they describe the Lord as the Supreme and the living entity as the servant.
Ramanujacharya 他代表着 Vaishnava 的哲学，因为所有 Vaishnava Acharya 都声称主是至尊者，而所有其他的生物都是他的仆人。
Ramanujacharya, the followers of Ramanujacharya, they're called the Sri Vaishnavas. Their line comes from Lakshmi. So they worship Lord Narayan as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say Krishna is the avatar, and they are worshipping Lord Narayan as the Supreme.
Ramanujacharya 的追随者，他们是 Shri 传系，就是来自 Lakshmi 的使徒传系，他们把主 Narayana 当成至尊性格神手来崇拜，他们说 Krishna 是 Avatar 化身，因此他们崇拜的是 Narayana。
You can read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita how Lord ChaitanyaWent to South India, and he went to a place called Sri Rangam. It's in Tamil Nadu, and the big temple is there. And Lord Chaitanya stayed there for the Chaturmasya for 4 months.
您可以参考永恒的柴坦尼亚经。主柴坦尼亚就在南印度旅行，他旅行到了 Sri Rangam。是在塔努纳达，那里有一所大庙，他在那里停留了，就在四月雨季期间停留在那里。
So Lord Chaitanya stayed with in the home of one of the pujaris of the temple of Sri Rangana. They were Sri Vaishnavas.
主 Chaitanya 就当这个四月苦行期间，他驻留在。这所庙的一个普扎瑞 的家中，他是 Sri Vaishnava.
Yes. So Lord Chaitanya explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita the superiority of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy.
主 Chaitanya 就解释了，一个。就在永恒的柴达尼亚经当中就讲到了，主柴达尼亚向这位普扎瑞解释了这高迪亚维什纳瓦的更高级的地位。
And the result was from that family, one of the sons came to Vrindavan, became a devotee, and he was one of the Goswamis.
经过这场讨论，结果就是这个家庭当中 的一个儿子后代，最后去了 Vrindavan， 成为了奉献者，成为六 Goswami 之一。
His name was Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
他的名字是 Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
And that boy's uncle also came to Vrindavan and became a great devotee. His name was Prabodhananda Saraswati.
这个孩子的叔叔也去了文达文，成了一个著名的 Vaishnava， 他名字叫 Prabodhananda Saraswati。
OK， 下一个问题。
下一个问题，插入七车马的吉，感恩亲爱的 Guru Day， 非常精彩的讲课，感恩翻译。您讲到杀戮母牛的人是恶魔，我的家人，尤其我的父母和兄弟姐妹都非常喜欢吃牛肉，我劝他们千万别吃牛肉，可是没有用，我很着急也很生气，感觉自己无能为力。 Guru Day， 请告诉我该怎么做最好，谢谢。
The best thing you can do is stay where you are, stay here in Mayapur, don't go home.
你能做的最好的事儿，你就是留在马阿普，哪儿也别去，别回家。
To be in the home with the meat eaters, the cow meat eaters, not very good for you.
你回家和那些肉食者，尤其是吃牛肉的人在一起的物质主义者，不好。
So you're very lucky that you can be here in Mayapur.
你现在能待在马普，你太幸运了。
OK， 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题。Chandra Vilasini， 前进的顶拜孤乳，顶拜奉献者。请教孤乳，您刚讲到奉爱服务那么有吸引力，奉爱服务也那么高大上。我有时候在做奉爱服务的时候，感觉没被奉爱服务本身吸引，没有那种情感的甜美，感觉是在完成任务，心里特想改变这种困境。请教孤乳，我们要具备什么条件才能获得奉爱 prema bhakti， 同时更多的人也能获得呢？
Okay, so to come to Prema Bhakti, you have to understand that it's a very long way away. We have to go through the preliminary stages.
要明白，就是要获得 Prema Bhakti 还很遥远，路途还很遥远，在此之前还有很多阶段要经历。
The devotional service is on three levels.There's devotional service in practice, there's devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in love of God.
奉献服务分为三个阶段，休息阶段的奉献服务，狂喜阶段的奉献服务，对神怀着对神的爱的奉献服务。
Prema Bhakti is on the highest level. We are doing devotional service in practice. following the rules and regulations.
Prema Bhakti 是最高的阶段，我们现在的阶段是修行阶段，还在遵守规范原则。
So we have to get rid of the contamination in our heart.
我们要去除内心的污染。
In our stage, as you said, you know, you're doing devotional service, you don't feel so much bliss from it. That is due to the contamination in our heart.
您说到，就是在您现在的阶段，内心没有感觉到很多狂喜，这是由于内心的污染导致的。
Just like when you have jaundice, you take sugar, the sugar cane juice, it tastes very bitter.
就好像患了黄疸病的病人，虽然吃的是甘蔗汁，但是味道却觉得是很苦。
It's because we're not healthy. We cannot taste the sweetness.
因为我们不健康，因此品尝不到甘美。
How do we taste the sweetness? We have to go on drinking it.
如何品尝到这种甘美呢？要继续不断的喝饮甘蔗汁。
Gradually we become healthy.
逐渐的能恢复健康。
The same way, we keep chanting, we go on with the devotional service, and gradually we will taste more and more nectar, more and more bliss.
同样的，我们继续念诵，继续的做服务，逐渐的就能品尝到越来越多的甘露和快乐。
Just take some time, some practice.
就是需要时间，需要休息。
So you desire to get the highest thing, and at the same time be patient and depend on the mercy of Krishna.
您渴望达到最高的目标，您需要这个耐心，同时需要仁慈。
You're doing very well. You just please continue.
您现在做得非常好。您现在需要继续去做。
OK, 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题，也是一位，就 Hare Krishna 是一位新奉献者。Krishna 知觉的哲学如何解释潜意识
？How to explain subconsciousness by the philosophy of Krishna consciousness?
Subconsciousness.
Yes.
Well, subconsciousness are things which are there in our heart. They've been there for some time, and sometimes they come up.
潜意识就在我们内心，因为已经在我们心中，一段时间了，有的时候会冒出来。
So things are in the heart.Some, you know, we're thinking about the present, but we have many things from the past. So the subconsciousness are things from the past.
我们想着当下，但是，因为有很多过往的这种经历和体验，所以有的时候就会冒出来。
So it's like that.But Krishna consciousness can purify all the consciousness, the subconsciousness as well as this consciousness. We want to develop our original consciousness, pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
Krishna 知觉能够净化各种各样的一切的知觉。Krishna 知觉是原本的知觉，是纯粹的知觉。
还有问题吗？
还有问题，咕噜，还有两三个问题呢。下面一个问题，观自在马达基，顶拜咕噜及各位奉献者，请问咕噜能否解释虚无主义及其特征？谢谢。
Can you explain the impersonalism and its character.
Its character.
Yeah, it's yes, the characteristics of and it's a symptom of impersonalism. Character.
So the symptom, the character of impersonalism is that ultimately there's only the oneness, that the material world is not real, and the only reality is in the spiritual existence, in the oneness of Brahman.
它的特征就是终结就是一，物质世界是不真实的。 只有在灵性的存在当中，才有真实性存在。那终极的一切都是Brahman。
So, impersonalism, they will want to stop all the senses, to give up all of that. Activities of the senses and to reject everything of the material world.
非人格主义者，他们会停止感官的活动，他们会拒绝物质世界的一切。
They deny that we exist as individuals.
他们否认我们。 作为个体的，我们的个体存在。
They say this is only illusion to think we are an individual.
他们说，我们认为我们都是个体，我们有个体性，这是出于幻象。
And they think when Krishna comes into this world, he's also come from the Brahman.
他们说，当Krishna进入物质世界的时候，Krishna也是从Brahman那里来的。And
they say Brahman is the supreme.
他们声称Brahman是至高无上的。Okay,
下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题，杨改莲马德吉，顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译，请问就是被动物闻过的菩萨的。 人还能用吗？ 给别人吃是一种冒犯吗？ 因为我看到了就是被动物闻过了，然后自己吃不下去，所以站在灵性灵魂的层面上，我们和动物是平等的，是否也应该接受就是这种理论，然后接受这个菩萨的，明白不如？
Yes, we should be careful. To keep the animals out of the kitchen and away from the food before it's offered.
我们要小心，在供奉食物之前，不要让动物进入厨房，也不要让动物在供奉之前就食用。他是说供奉过的菩萨的，就是被动物。
Well, if it's already offered to Krishna, then it's all right.
如果是被 Krishna 已经供奉过的就可以。 She means that the prasadam has already been trampled by the animal and smelled by the animal.
Then you cannot offer it.
He can men also honor this kind of prasadam?
If the animals smell it before they offer it, you cannot offer it. But afterwards, you know, they may smell it. You can still take it if you want.
如果是在供奉之前他们闻过，就不能再供奉了。但是如果是供奉过的话，如果你愿意，仍然可以去食用。
Just like people, they keep dogs at home, and the dog will sit under the table, and they will eat something, and they'll give something to the dog.
就好像有的人家中养狗，人吃饭的时候，狗就趴在桌子底下，人吃什么，然后也给狗吃。
So, So nothing wrong with that. You can give the dogs prasadam.
所以您可以给那狗 prasadam 吃。
We can eat the same prasadam.
我们可以吃同样的 prasadam.
We can share the prasadam, some prasadam for the dog, some for us.
我们可以分享 prasadam, 有的给可以给狗，有的 prasadam 给狗吃，有的我们自己吃，荣耀。
Is it clear, Sati?
Yes, 是的，清楚了。
就回答了吗？
还有问题。
嗯。
我们还有不断有问题提上来，今天的问题好多。下面一个问题是 Dupati Madaji， 感恩 Guru， 感觉奉爱服务很难，难就难在于无法真正的觉知到自己。是跟 Krishna 有关系，在难在没有真正感觉到主的存在，就通过经典和联谊联系着一点点知觉，这种情况。
She felt that the devotional service very difficult to perform, because she cannot,
feel the presence of Krishna.
Yes, feel the relationship with Krishna. Only through scripture and through association maintain the consciousness.
Yeah. So the real association comes through the holy name. And the chanting of the holy name is very important. It's by the chanting you get your connection with Krishna.
真正的联谊是唱诵圣名，要唱诵念诵圣名非常重要。通过念诵，我们跟 Krishna 真正的连接在一起。
So you have to put more energy, put more effort into your chanting, and you will feel more closely connected to Krishna.
您需要在念诵方面更加努力。通过念诵跟 Krishna 感受到更多的密切的关系。
You have to also keep pictures of Krishna in your home, and you have to look at Krishna, and you have to talk to him. Remember, he's a person, he's there, he can hear.
你还需要在家中放 Krishna 的照片，要去看这些照片。要跟 Krishna 说话，还要记住他是一个人，他就在那里，他能听到你说话。
Because you're born in an atheistic society, so it's more difficult for you.
因为您诞生于一个无神论的社会，所以就很难。
But Krishna is there, and he's a person. And when you start approaching him, he will.Help you. He will reciprocate with you.
但 Krishna 就在那里，他是人，他可以被接近，他在那里可以帮助你。
Waiting for you to approach him, you have to approach with more feeling. You have to try to, just like you have feeling for your child, for your husband.You have to develop feeling for Krishna.
他就在那里等着您，等着您去接近他，要怀着情感去接近他，就像您对自己的孩子和丈夫有感情，所以要发展跟 Krishna 的感情。
Actually, the person who you really love is Krishna. It's not that you love your husband or your child.What the person you really love is Krishna.
事实上，您真正爱的那个人是 Krishna. 您爱的并不是您的丈夫和孩子，您真正爱的那个人是 Krishna.
You don't just love the body, you love the soul.
您不是去爱的是那个躯体。您真正爱的是灵魂。
Body is just blood and bones and horrible things.
这个躯体就是血液啊骨头啊还有那些可怕的东西。
So you think more about this, try to understand Krishna, how he's there in everything and everyone.
所以您要好好的仔细想想这番话，努力去理解 Krishna。Krishna 就在那里，他是万事万物，他也是每一个生物。
You start to talk to him, relate to him.
您开始跟他交谈，开始跟他交流。
Offer prayers.
向他献祷文。
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个问题，高静马大姐，顶盖咕噜。我父亲病重，目前除了在医院治疗，我唯一能做，我想做的就是。只要见到他就用 Krishna 知觉去安慰他，他之前跟我念诵过，这种情况下我的爸爸会解脱吗？我还能做点什么对他最好呢？感恩咕噜。
Well, we started to chant the holy name, so you get some benefit, definitely.
You mean her father start to chant the holy name?您的父亲他已经跟您念诵过圣名，所以这对他肯定是有好处的。
His devotional service has begun.
他的奉爱服务已经开始了。
So he will go on. Depends how much devotion is done. He will continue in his next life. He'll have the opportunity to continue devotional service.
他的奉献服务会继续下去，这取决于他已经得到多少奉爱，那来生呢他会有机会就进一步从事奉爱。
Yeah, you gave him the greatest benefit by chanting with him.
您跟他跟您一起念诵过，这样的方式就是您已经给了他最大的好处了。
So that's one kind of liberation. Liberation can also mean that now you have the opportunity to go on with devotional service.
所以这也是一种解脱，几乎解脱的这个一个含义，就是说他现在可以继续从事奉献服务。
Okay, liberation is not so important.What we really want is bhakti. We want pure devotion.
解脱并不是那么重要，重要的是我们要获得 bhakti, 纯粹的奉献服务。
So your father has liberation. He's liberated. It means now he can continue to do his devotional service.
所以您的父亲他已经解脱了。就是在这种意义上得到解脱，那就是他可以继续他的奉献服务。
So he will take his next birth in a very good situation where he can continue devotional service.
所以他的来生可以在一种很好的境况当中投生，以便他可以继续他的奉献服务。
嗯，下一个问题。
高静马大吉想请咕噜给他的父亲祝福，让他得到仁慈。另外就是刚才提问的 Hare Krishna Prabhu 也想为自己的家人祈求咕噜的祝福。
好，我们祝福他们。
感恩咕噜。下面一个问题，空性马大吉，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，请问如果在网上就是在离开躯体之前没有达到奉爱服务的最高阶段的话，是不是就不能回到 Krishna 的身边？
Uh, Well, it's up to Krishna. Krishna decides.
这个取决于 Krishna， 是 Krishna 来决定的。
If we have, but usually we should be pure to go to be with Krishna, because Krishna is very pure. He's a complete pure. He's 100% pure. So if we're going to be with Krishna, we have to also be pure.
因为Krishna 是至纯至粹的，他是百分之百的纯粹的。如果我们希望跟 Krishna 在一起，我们自己也应该纯粹。
So, Krishna will help us to become pure. He will put us in this situation so we get the opportunity to become more qualified for His association.
Krishna 会帮助我们变得纯粹，他会把我们置于一种境况当中，让我们有机会获得资格，能够变得纯粹。
下一个问题。
下一个问题。冠兹在马达吉继续问，他想就是让咕噜再讲解一下非人格主义者和虚无主义的区别。
This Bhaktin want to know what's the difference between impersonalism and Shunyavadi?Voidedness. Maharaj?
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，现在圣地那边刚刚来电，但是咕噜说他那里的这个信号不好，所以跟我们网上的连线暂时可能还连不通，所以我们今天的早课就到这里结束了，后面剩了三个问题，我们下次课再请咕噜回答。感谢大家的提问和聆听，我们今天就到这结束。 Hare Krishna。